Pasuk 31 of chapter 3, which is the introduction to chapter 4. So you'll get some training in the words. Nebuchadnezzar Malka, Nebuchadnezzar the king, sends the following message. This is the opening of a letter. Lechol amemaya umaya vilishonaya, to all peoples, nations, and tongues, di dairin bechol ara, who live all over the world. Shlomchen yizge, your peace be great. Otaya vitimhaya, the signs and the miracles. Di avad imi, Eloha Eloi, that the God above has done with me. Shefar kadamai lahachavaya. It is proper and nice and beautiful for me to express to you. Otohi kamod avrivin, how great are his signs. Vitim ohi kamod akifin, and how mighty are his miracles. Malchute malchut alam, his kingdom is a kingdom forever. V'shol toneim dor vador, and he rules from generation to generation. This is the introduction to the letter. And now in the letter, Nebuchadnezzar is going to tell of a dream that he had, a dream that frightened him, and we really went through the dream, but we have not yet gotten to the interpretation of the dream by Daniel. But since the same words are going to be used, if we go over it again, you'll sort of, the words will become easier. Anon Nebuchadnezzar, I, Nebuchadnezzar, Shalei Haved Beveiti, I was at peace, tranquil in my house. Ve'anan Beheichali, and I, the sense of freshness of life in my palace. Chelei Mechazet, I saw a dream. V'yedachalinani, and it caused me to tremble. V'har horin al mishkevi, and there were thoughts that I had while I was on my bed. V'chezvei reishi, and the thoughts that went through my head. Yevahalu nani, caused me to fear and tremble. And therefore, I saw this dream, and it frightened me. It caused me to tremble. Umini sim te'en, from me was given a law, an order, Lahan Ola Kodamai, to bring before me Lichol Hakime Babel, all of the wise men of Babel, the Pishar Chelmo Yehoda Unani, so that the interpretation of this dream they should let me know. They dayin, then Olin Chartumayo Ashvayo Kazdoi Vigozrayo, they came up, Olin, they came up before me. The necro mancers, how do you like that? I remember from last week, Karatumaya are the necromancers, Ashfayo the magicians, Kazdoi the Chaldeans, Gozrayo the astrologers, the Helmo Amar and Lokodamayan, and I said the dream before them, Upishre lo mahodi inli, and they did not tell me the interpretation. Vaad Ochron, until at the end, Al Kodamai Daniel, that came before me, Daniel di Shimei Belshazzar, whose name is Belshazzar Kishum Elohoi, like the name of my God. Vidi Ruach Elohim Kadishin Bey, and the Spirit of the Holy God is in him. Vechel Mo Kodamori Amrei, then I sent the dream before him. Belshazzar Rav Chartume. And this is Nebuchadnezzar speaking to him. Belshazzar, the greatest of the Chartumim. Di Anoyi Deit, I know. Di Ruach Elohim Kadishin Bach, that the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. V'chol roz lo ones loch, and there is no secret that is withheld from you. Ches ve'chelmi, I saw in my dream, dichazes, the dream that I saw, u'fishrei amar. In other words, I'm going to tell you the dream, and you tell me the interpretation of the dream. V'ches ve'reishi al mishkevi, the thoughts that went through my head on my bed were the following. Chose Havet, I did see. Va'alu, and behold, Elon, a tree. Vigo Aro, in the midst of the earth. Verume, and its height. Sagi, is mighty. Revo Elona, Utakif. The tree grew and became stronger. Verume Yitime, Lishmaya,
and its height reaches the heavens. V'chazotel sof kol ha'aretz, and you can see it to the very ends of the earth. Mighty, strong, powerful. Ofyei shapir. Ofyei means the entire foliage of the tree. All of its branches. Shapir, beautiful. Shapir, we mentioned, where do we have that? I mean, many of the sentences here are in Korifon, but of course, Shapir is beautiful. Yerushalayim is Karto de Shufraya, the beautiful city. The Inbei, and the fruit, Sagi. There's the word Sagi again. Mighty, big. Umazon, Lecholabei. This is going to be important later. There is food. There is sustenance for everybody there. There's so much. The tree gives off so much food that everybody is fed by it. Techotohi tachleil chevat bara. Techotohi, under it. Tachtav titlal chevat bara. Chevat bara, we had a number of times. The animals of the field, the beasts of the field, tachleil, they find shade. They find shade under this tree. Ubanpo yudurin tzipore shamaya, and on its branches live the birds of the heavens. Umine yitzin kol bisra, and from the tree and what the tree provides, all flesh yitzin is sustained. Zon chazeh habet bechazvei reishi al mishkevi. Now he's really repeating. He already said that I saw this. I saw the dream. The reason why he repeats the words Chazei Haveit Bechazvei Doshi, I saw on my bed the thoughts of my heart, because here he's coming to the difficult part of the dream. Some of the Mefarshim say that the dream came in sections, in two parts. There was part one, I don't know, maybe there was a commercial in between, and then came the second part. And therefore he introduces the second part by saying, well, I saw these thoughts in my head on my bed. V'alu, and behold, ir v'kadish. Important words, because they're going to appear in a number of ways. An ir is was probably a malach, an angel. The kadish, and a holy one. Min shemaya nochit, came down from heaven. I think we pointed out, like he landed a nechita when a plane is nochit. Here from the very heavens, nochit, he came down. Korot b'chayil, he called out in a loud voice, great strength. V'chena amar, this is what he said. Godu ilana, chop down the tree. V'katzitzu anpohi, and cut off its branches. Ataru ofye, remove all the foliage. Ataru, remove it. Ubadaru inbe, and spread out all the fruit. Just disperse it. Disperse all the fruit. Tenud chevetam min tachtogi, let the animals wander away from under the. Under the tree. Tonud means from movement, tnuah, movement, or na vonad, kayin, na vonad in the land. Let them move from under the tree, v'tziparaya min anpoi, and let the birds fly away from the branches. Biram, however, ikar shorshohi ba'ara shivuku. Ikar shorshoh, the main part of the root, the trunk of the tree, leave it in the earth. This is what the Malach is saying. Cut down the tree. All life is going to flee from it. But the root, the more than the root, the trunk remains in the earth. Ube'esur di parzel unechosh, and with chains of metal and copper, bidit o'o di boro. Dit o'o is the grass. Tuf and shin. Deshe. Deshe is grass. dit'ah in Aramaic is like dish'ah or desha. Bedit'ah diborah in the grass out of the field, ubital shemayo yitztaba. From the dew of the heavens yitztaba, it will be washed and cleansed, the root. The dew of the heaven will wash it. V'im cheveta chalokei, v'asav v'im cheveta, with the cheveta are the animals, the beasts of the field. Chalokei, v'asav ara, he will have a share in the grass of the earth. He's going to share the grass. The he right now is the trunk of the tree. The trunk of the tree is going to share the grass with the beasts of the field. His heart will be changed from the heart of man. And the heart of an animal, of a beast, will be given to him. And 7 periods of time. Idan, we had the word Idan in a number of times already. 7 periods of time will pass over him. It's, according to most of the Mephoshim, the Idan over here, the unit of time, is a year. 7 years will pass. Bigzeidat Idin Pitgama. Umeimar Kadishin Sheelta. These are famous terms that are used in many places. It is the decree of Idin. We had the word Ir V'Kadesh before, the one who comes down and gives the order to destroy the tree. The Ir is the Malach. Bigzeidat, by the decree of Idin, of the Malachim Pitgama, this word has been said. Umeimar Kadishin, it is the word of the Holy She'elta. This idea, all that is to take place, is the word of the Holy Ones. Ad divrat diyindiyun chayaya di shalit alayu, until ad divras, until the time diyindiyun chayaya, that all living beings will know. This is going to go on for seven years, until all living beings will know. Di shalit ilah, the Almighty God is the one who rules. B'malchut enasha, over the kingdom of man. Uleman di yitzbe yitnina. Leman di yitzbe means, and to whom he wants. The word vitzavi. Maybe, you know what I think you should do one of these days? Listen more carefully to a ksuba and a chuppah. Nobody listens to the ksuba. Nobody listens to the ksuba. There are two reasons. Either because they don't have a microphone under the chuppah, which is terrible. I always tell young couples who come to me, the first and most important thing, more important than the menu at the dinner, is make sure you have a good mic under the chuppah. Otherwise, nobody's going to listen. Now, if you listen to the ksuba, and I think, you know, maybe one of these days we'll just bring in a copy of a ksuba and we'll learn it with you. And if you know the Ivra of the Ksuba, you've been doing a lot better than a lot of... All right, I'll stop there. I may say something that I'll... V'tzavi chatandanan. And our chosan wanted to add to the Ksuba. V'tzavi. The word tzavi or yitzba with an aleph means to want. Yihi ratzon. The yitzba, what we're talking about over here is that the trunk of this tree is going to have the heart of an animal and for a period of 7 years, and this is a decree of the holy angels, and it's going to continue until such time that all living beings will know that the Almighty God is the one who rules, and he gives kingdom to yitzba. Yitnene, the one whom he wants. He gives to him kingdom, Ushval Anashim Yikim Alei, and the lowly of man he will lift and raise above others. Now, God is the one who is mashpil afmedomim. He brings down and he raises. Everything is in his hands. History is in God's hands. Do not. This is still Nebuchadnezzar speaking, and he's writing this in his letter to all nations, peoples, and tongues. Do not. This is the dream that I saw. I, King Nebuchadnezzar. The unto Belshazzar, he's talking, and you, Belshazzar, Pishve Amar. Tell me the interpretation. Kol Kaveil, because, the Kol Hakime Malchusi, all the wise men of my kingdom, Lo Yochlin Pishta, Lahodo Utani, they cannot tell me the interpretation. You tell me. Va'ant Kaveil. And you can. You can do it. The Ruach Elohim Kadishin Bach, because the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. You can tell me. Eidayim. Then, Daniel. Dishmei Belshazzar. Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar. Eshtomam Kisho'o Chado. Eshtomam. He was, what would they say, stunned? Huh? Appalled? Confounded? You hear all the shocked, surprised, taken aback. In a sense, it comes from the word shamein, to be desolate, like you don't know what to do with yourself. Eshtomein. Then Daniel, Dishmei Belshazzar, Eshtomam, Kishor Chado. Now, the one who's speaking, what's happening now is we are now, it's not Nebuchadnezzar speaking, this is Daniel speaking. So he says, Eshtomam, I became all of the words that you want. He's taken aback, huh? Bewildered is very good. Dumbfounded, confounded, we have them all. Kisha'ah, yeah, that's coming. Kisha'ah chadah. For one sha'ah. Now the word sha'ah does not have to mean a 60-minute hour. It means for a while. I was bewildered. V'rayo nohi, and my thoughts yivahalune. Frightened him. One malka v'oma. The king answered and said. Now, according to many of the Mepharshim, this is very fascinating. According to many of the Mepharshim, you know the king over here in this pasuk is? There's a Gemara in Masechet Shavuos that wherever it says Malka in this sefer, it is Chol, but this is Kodesh. As he's trembling, you know which king speaks to him? The Almighty God speaks to him and tells him, Belshazzar, Chelma upishrei al yivahaloch, let not the dream or its interpretation shall not frighten you. And then, on a Belshazzar Bama, once God has told him, there's only one problem, of course, with saying that this is God who's speaking to him. I can't imagine God calling him Belshazzar. Unless, of course, this is the way Nebuchadnezzar is writing it in his letter. But in a sense, it is God who appears to him and tells him, don't be frightened. Onei Belshazzar v'omar, Belshazzar answered and said, Mari chelma l'sonach u'fishrei l'orach. The dream should be on your enemies, u'pishrei, and its interpretation, l'orach, to those who hate you or despise you. The word orach, by the way, is a word in Lashon Kodesh. It's not only in Aramaic, but it's in Tanakh. In the Hebrew parts of Tanakh, we find the word orach. Orach means an enemy, one who despises or hates you. The first time it appears in Tanakh is when Shaul, in desperation because the Plishtim are preparing for a major war against his forces, he goes to the witch of Endor and he raises Shmuel from the grave. So Shmuel says, why did you raise me from the grave? Don't you know that God has taken the kingdom from you? Vayehi Oroch, and he has become your enemy. God is your enemy. Meanwhile, what back over here, what Daniel is saying, you should know,
azachulim of alusanim gesucht. Loyalenu. Chelm alusanach. The dream should be on your enemies, upishrei la'orach, and the interpretation on those who hate you. And now he tells him the meaning of the dream. Ilona di chazaito, the tree that you saw, the tree di revor that was growing utkif, and it was mighty, verume yimte lishmaya, and its height reaches to the heavens, vechazote lechol ara, and you see it all over the world. And that tree that Ofye Shapir, its foliage is beautiful, the in Beisaki and its fruit is great. Umozon Lchola Bay, and there is food for everybody there. Tchosohi Tudur Chevat Borah, under the tree live the beasts of the field. Uban Po Yishkanon Tzipare Shmaya, and on its branches live the birds of the heavens. You know who the tree is? Unto Malko, king. You are the tree. Direvat utekeft, just like the tree. You've grown big and mighty. Urevutach revat. And your greatness has grown even more. Umetol shemaya. Your might has reached the very heavens. Vesholtonach, and you rule l'sof aro, just like the tree was seen all over the inhabited world. Your rule goes to the ends of the earth. V'dichazon malka, and when you saw, O king, ir v'kadish nachit min shemaya, an angel and a holy one. And by the way, many of the Farshim learn ir v'kadish really as one. It's not two people. Ir v'kadish means a holy angel. A holy angel. And there are forms where the vav comes there in the middle. An ir who is a Kaddish, an angel who is holy. When you saw the holy angel Machit Mishamaya come down from the heavens, Va'amar, and he said, go to Ilona, cut down the tree, V'chadluhi, and destroy it, that word you have no problem with. A Mechabel, Chadlan HaMishtaha, Chadlohi is to destroy. Bram, however, what were the instructions? That Ikar Shoreshohi Ba'aro Shavuka, the main part of the trunk and the roots remain in the earth, Ube'esur Di Parzol Nechosh, and it's attached to the earth with a chain of metal and copper. Bidit'o Divoro, and the grass of the field, Ube'tal Shmayo Yitztaba, and from the dew of the heavens it will be washed, V'mcheivad Baroch Haloke, and his share, his portion is with the beasts of the field, Abdi Shivo Idonin Yachlifun Aloy, until 7 years pass. Dono Pishde Malka. This is the interpretation. Daniel also has divided the dream in two, and he explains the interpretation to one part of the dream. Now he comes to the second part. Ugezerat Elohi, this is a decree from on high. It's a decree from God. Dimitat al Mori Malka, that's going to come down. Al Mori, on my master the king. It is a gzera from on high, a decree from on high coming down on you. Veloch tordin min anosha. You are going to be removed. You're going to be cast out. Tordin means to be cast out from amongst mankind. V'imcheivav baro lehevi medorach. With the beasts of the field, lehevi will be medorach, the place where you live. V'izbo ketorin, and grass, like the oxen, loch yit amun, you will taste. You're going to become like an animal. You are going to become a beast of the field. You are going to eat the grass of the field. Umitau shemayo loch mitzabin, and you're going to be washed. You're going to be washed by the dew of the heavens. And 7 periods of time, 7 years are going to pass. Abdi tinda, until you're going to know di shalit Eloi b'malchut anosha. Until you're going to know that there is an Almighty who rules over the kingdom of men. Uleman di yitzbe, and the one whom he wants, to the one whom he wants, yitnine, he will give it to him. Nebuchadnezzar's sin
is the sin of pride and conceit. He sees himself as a near deity. He sees himself as though all the power and the strength and the might in the world is all his. It belongs to him. He doesn't want to realize that there is an almighty God who decides who will rule and who will not rule, who will be raised and who will be cast down. So therefore, you're going to be cast out from amongst the company of men, and you're going to live with the beasts of the field for 7 years until you learn this lesson. Yes? That's the next pasuk. V'tiyamaru, and that which you said, l'mishbak ikar shoroshohi di'ilono, to leave the trunk of the tree. Do you know what it means? Do you know what the significance of leaving the trunk of the tree is? That the kingdom remains yours, and you can get it back. Your kingdom is not going to be given to somebody else. It will be held. It will be held for you. Nobody else can take it. And if you learn the lesson, then you will again become king. Ig malchuso loch kayama. The kingdom remains yours. Mindi tinda di shalitin shemaya. In order that you should know, or from when you will know, di shalitin shemaya, that heaven rules, then you get your kingdom back. Therefore, it's being held. It's being held for you. Yes. He praises God at the end of chapter 3, so you know what you're talking about. You're really talking about fickle man. One day he sees the truth, and the next day he forgets the truth. There are moments, there are sparks of light that go through Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, there are very few people who maintain an even keel throughout all of life. There are moments at which we sense the Almighty, and then it disappears. There are moments at which Nebuchadnezzar sees God. At the end of chapter 2, after no one in the realm is able to explain to him the dream that he has of the great statue, and here it is, Daniel, as Yosef, stands before Nebuchadnezzar and tells him, it's not for me, the God of heaven and earth is the one who told me. So he's overwhelmed and impressed. Listen, you know what it's like? 40 days after Torah is given at Sinai, in the greatest revelation of all, in all of history, takes place, there are Jews dancing around an eagle. Can we expect any more of Nebuchadnezzar?
Paro and the plagues.
Paro and the plagues. You're right, Paro and the plagues, it happens more often. It's up and down. He sees Ezva Elokim, he sees the hand of God, and then he just slides back into his old ways. It's the human frailty and it's a human failing. The next pasuk, the sheet that I gave you, is because of the next pasuk. Let's read the pasuk first. Now, I don't have one. My associate is going to make sure that I have one. Thank you. Lahain. Listen to this pasuk. Pasuk 24. Lahain Malkov, therefore, king. Milki. Very important. There's a beauty here in the Aramaic. Milki means my advice. And he uses the word milki because it sounds like the word malka. Malka, milki. And we've had the word milki or nimlach a number of times before. Milki means my advice is yishpar Allah. My advice, yishpar Allah, will be good for you. It also comes from the word shapir, meaning it will be beautiful, it's going to be nice for you. My advice is, v'chatoyoch b'tzidkot rok, your sins with charity you shall redeem. V'avoyotoch, and your errors, b'michan onyin, by showing favor and giving grace to the poor. Hein teheva arka l'shel batech. Then there shall be arka, there will be a length of time, l'shel batech, to your tranquility. Do you remember what he wrote at the beginning of the letter? At the beginning of the letter he says, Ani Nebuchadnezzar was walking around in my palace, shalev hayiti v'veiti, I was tranquil in my house, shalva, from the word shalva, in Lashon Kodesh, it's shalva. So you understand, Daniel here at the end of the dream is giving advice to the king. And he says, you can redeem your sins with charity. And you can save yourself and extend the time of your kingdom by showing grace and favor to the poor. Part one ends with the next pasuk. Kola mitah on the Nebuchadnezzar Malka. Everything came down upon the Nebuchadnezzar the king. It all happened. And we can have the description of it. But before we go further, the Mefarshim are concerned with this pasuk. And you know why they're concerned with this pasuk? Number one on the sheet, we have a Rambam. I could learn all of them because they're interesting, but I'll start with Halacha Tetvav, and then we'll see the other halachas. Halacha Tetvav says the following: Va'asur lahasi etza tova legoi or le'eved rasha. Rambam, number one. You're not allowed to give good advice to a goy or to a slave who is evil. Vafilu lahasio etzo sheyaseh dvar mitzvah. This is a Rambam in Hilchot Rotzeach u'Shmirat HaNefesh. And even to give advice sheyaseh dvar mitzvah, that the Rosh should do a mitzvah, v'hu omeid b'disho. In other words, he continues to remain a Rosh, but he's going to be a Rosh who's doing mitzvahs. You're not allowed to give him such advice. Also, v'lo nitnasa Daniel, ela al shehi si eitzom in Nebuchadnezzar litein tzedakah. Daniel's test only came because he gave Nebuchadnezzar advice to give tzedakah. Shenama, as it says, lahein, malka, milki, yishpat Allah. King, my advice is going to be good for you. What is the test of Daniel? The next chapter is going to be Daniel in the lion's den. The great test of Daniel is going to come in the next chapter. The Rambam says the reason why this is so, obviously because he had no right. Go ahead and give this Rosh Eitzis good advice so that his kingdom should extend. Yes?
Did he really have a choice?
Did he have a choice? Of course he had a choice. Because the advice is nowhere indicated in the dream, according to most Mefarshim. In other words, if there would have been something in the dream, like after the tree is chopped down, I don't know, something else happens that can be interpreted. You know, if there's something in the dream that relates to this, then he has no choice because his responsibility, God told him, interpret the dream. God told him the dream. Now yes, Yosef gave good advice, but remember, Paro was not yet a Rosh.
The
advice was in the dream. All right, al hishanu tachalom. It happened twice to show that it's coming quickly. All right. But over here, except we're going to see one of them, the Farshim, who says that there is an indication in the dream. And that's why he gave him this advice. Yes?
I think we're confused with those
past picture
here, because
it's
the light of Torah
that's
going to come out
of Shemayim,
and we're going to be a light to the world, and
Mashiach
is going to come, and everybody...
Now, the Medrash really is going to say, we're talking about giving good advice to a man who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, God's home. He exiled Jews from their country. We're talking about a Russia, a Hitler. Go give good advice to Hitler. You know, because of the millennia that have passed, we forget what Nebuchadnezzar was. Nebuchadnezzar was a Russia of the worst order. I think last week I told you that the Gemara, whenever it mentions Nebuchadnezzar's name, always says after it two words: Shrik Tanya. Let his bones be ground up. That's like Yemach Shemai. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He tortured and killed hundreds of thousands, not millions of Jews. What are you talking about? Go give him good answers. Become charitable. Be philanthropic. Very difficult. Watch, you'll see the Medrash. Yes? You're right. Now he says, Legoi or Le'evet who's Rasha. It has to be Rasha. The word, no. The word Rasha modifies Goy and Eved. He has to be a Rasha. If he's a good guy, you can give all the good advice you want to a good guy. It has to be Rasha. I should have read that more carefully. The word Rasha is the one that defines and describes Eved and Goy. Yes?
Is there a principle of a Hakaras HaTov? Because whatever you may say, as far as Daniel was concerned, he was treated well. Secondly, aren't we commanded to be good and to remember the Egyptians because we were strangers in a strange...
Very nice. Toby, you're doing very well.
Well,
doing very well. We're supposed to... we're supposed to remember the that it was a land in which we were, I think, unwelcome guests for a period of time. In Babylon, we were, well, remember, there's a difference between Mitzrayim and Babylon, and that's really the answer. We were not taken down to Mitzrayim. We came to Mitzrayim of our own accord to... Say it a little closer to the tape recorder so I'll get it. Oh, three times that Toby said I'm okay. All right. The Jews were brought in chains to Babylon. Yes. Oh no, he has more than that. He now has good advice. And wait, you'll also need another 2-3 psukim, and you're going to change the way you look at Nebuchadnezzar. You need a few psukim, and you need the medrashim here, and you're going to see it's going to change. By the way, I have no... My heart does not bleed for the Russian Nebuchadnezzar. I'm telling you, it doesn't bleed for him.
No, I'm not talking about bleeding. I'm saying he's getting like a double whammy. He's not only getting the punishment...
Well, because he double whammied the whole world. The fact is that he was a world conqueror. He crushed and destroyed nation after nation. These are the kind of guys that it's tov la'olam that they are destroyed and that they suffer. You have a certain number? I mean,
okay.
I also take the right to learn a little bit. Now, if you want to, let me just, once we have the Rambam here, let's see the top halacha. What the Rambam had said before that, you're not allowed to sell. You're not allowed to sell weapons to Goyim. You're not allowed to sell munitions to Goyim. Just one moment. I mean, I think the Rambam doesn't even bother to say the halacha al titain lahem rovim. Don't give them weapons. But you're not allowed to sell weapons. There, of course, the poskim have dealt with the question, can a modern state of Israel sell weapons? So watch this halacha. U'kishem she'osru limkor l'goy, just as they prohibited selling weapons to a goy, kach osru limkor l'yisrael she'mocha l'goy. You can't sell weapons or implements of war to a Jew who's going to turn around and be the intermediary in order to sell it. To the guy. In other words, the mambars, is that what mambar did? The mambars of this world have a halacha of a guy. Just like you can't sell weapons of destruction to a guy, you can't sell it to a Jew who's going to turn around and sell it to a guy. Umutu limkor klei zayin lachayil shel b'nei ha-medina mipnei shehi meginim al Yisrael. Now here's an important heter. The Rambam says, you're allowed to sell weapons, let's say you live in a country, and you know, so in a country, so there are Jews who are pants manufacturers, and there are those who are weapons manufacturers. You're allowed to sell it to those, to the government that protects you. And on the basis of this, many poskim say that when Israel sells weapons to countries with whom they have some kind of a mutual pact and it is for the well-being of the state of Israel, then they're permitted to do so. We're not talking about financial well-being. We're talking about the fact that this cements a certain relationship of an alliance. Kol she'osolim kol agoy, osolim kol Yisrael, shehu listed. Whatever you're prohibited from selling to a guy, you're prohibited from selling to a Jew who's a ganav. I mean, same thing applies. There's no racism over here. Mipnei she'nimtza machzik yad ovrei aveira u'machshilo. Two things are on the set. You strengthen the hand of a person who is a sinner by giving him the implements of war. U'machshilo, and you cause him to stumble. Maybe if he wouldn't have the guns and the weapons, he wouldn't be able to do what he does. V'chein kol machshil iver b'davar. Anybody who causes somebody who is blind in a certain manner, in a certain matter, to stumble, v'hisio eitzo she'eino hogenet, and you give somebody advice that's not good for him. Remember when it says, lifnei iver, in the Torah it says, lifnei iver, lo titein michshol, the Rambam's going to bring that pasuk right away, before the blind, you shall not place a stumbling block. So we're not talking about somebody who puts a stumbling block before a blind person. What it means is a person who's blind in a certain matter, he doesn't know somebody's going into a partnership with somebody. And I know that the fellow he's going into partnership with is a swindler, a con man, a ganav. So what is my responsibility? Is my responsibility, listen, he didn't ask me, so I don't say anything. Go talk Lashon Hara, you know, and get all very frum and hot under the collar about it. The problem that comes up more often, somebody asks you about a young man or a young lady for a shidduch. Or here already, I recently received in the mail a whole list of what one can say and what one can't say to a shidduch. Maybe we'll Xerox that for you, and we have nothing better to do. We'll learn. It's terribly important, by the way. It happens to be terribly, terribly important. We're always caught in the bind of what do I say, what don't I say. But one thing is clear from the Rambam. If you know that this isn't good, objectively speaking, you know the boy or the girl has a serious problem. You have a responsibility to say it. You can't just, well, you know, hear no evil, see no evil. You can't do that. Why do you have to use the secular term of being an accessory? We can use the biblical term of lifnei iver lo titein michshol. If you know that there's a problem, and this problem is being, swept under the rug, and somebody is trying to pull the wool over somebody else's eyes, you have a responsibility. They ask you, you have a responsibility to say it as it is.
Well,
I'm not going to go into the details of that because maybe I will Xerox that list for you. In other words, there are a lot of things that Chafetz Chaim says about this in his many sforim about Lashon Hara. I don't know whether you can always get away with just saying this is not matim, because I don't think that that's really going to, that's not really telling anybody anything. It might very well be, it might very, very well be that, well, she decided it's not matim. Who made her azar gaisa eitzazuga that it's not matim? And not matim, so somebody may feel, she thinks it's not matim, I think it is matim. If there's something objectively wrong over there, somebody is ill. I mean, we know cases of mental illness that was simply hidden long enough till after the chuppah, how somebody can think of, or even physical illness. I know cases. I mean, how people do these things. Somebody who knows or who knew had a responsibility to speak up. That's the halach of it. This is the Rambam. But the details we'll talk about. So he says, the chen kol amashul ivei v'davas, anybody who causes a blind person in a matter, and he is blind in a certain matter, to stumble, and gave him advice that's not good, O shechize kidei ovri aveiro, shehu iver ve'inoro aderech ha'emet. This is very important. The Rambam says, what happens if there is somebody who is blind spiritually or intellectually, doesn't know the truth? And we have to be certain that we, you know, like going over to somebody who's not really that terribly good even intellectually or religiously, you know, pat him on the back, well, you're doing the right thing or something of that sort, or you don't assist him to see the truth, that's bad. And he doesn't see the truth because of the lust of his heart. You've transgressed the negative commandment, as it says, you shall not place a stumbling block before the blind. Rather, I believe the Rambam is saying this only with regard to a person who is an over aveiro mipnei ta'avat libo. There are two kinds of bale aveira. One is a bale aveira lahachis, but he knows that there's a God and he knows that there is a Torah, but he rejects it out of hand. And then there's another who knows that there's a God and he knows what's right and what's wrong, but his desires overwhelm him. We always look at him in a much more favorable and compassionate light. So beautiful. Somebody comes to ask you advice, give them advice that's good for them. What he means is don't give advice that's good for you. And the Gemara gives all sorts of examples. A fellow wants to know whether to sell his piece of property. Fact is, I'm interested in getting my hand on that property. So I tell him, I think the best thing you can do is just get rid of it now. Because the market is going to... The market is gonna fall. It's going to be terrible. I'll sell as quickly as you can. And then, of course, the end is that I, through a third party, I end up buying it. You have to give an eitzah to somebody, and eitzah that's good for them. Okay, now, next. You're going to have to... What is that? Is that the Prime Minister going by? Prime Minister is going by. He can go by. Who else is here? Is anybody else that's important here in the country? I don't know. All right. Oh, Bush. George Bush, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth is here. I don't know which one is here. He might be president, yeah. Shkoyach. Yeah, and most probably if he'll be president, he'll have to stand up. There will have been 10 American presidents, and Saddam Hussein is still going to be in Iraq because his father didn't get rid of him. Okay, that's enough. Yes, all right. Oh, you're going to have to use, you know, your spectacles. I tried. I know it's very difficult, but listen, Torah doesn't always have to be easy. This is the Medrash. And I should have, you know, I did it early this morning. I couldn't even see what I was doing. So I should have, you know, put lines and numbers. I'm going to put it on pause, and I'm going to count. V'chein atomotze b'Nebuchadnezzar. You see, Nebuchadnezzar's name is at the beginning of a sentence. V'chein atomotze b'Nebuchadnezzar. So you find by Nebuchadnezzar, Kishero Tachalom, when he saw the dream, Nichnas Daniel, Etzlo, Daniel came into him, Vera'o Shehu Atid L'Torado, and he saw that Nebuchadnezzar is going to be cast out from amongst mankind. Shenema, and the quotations are of course in this chapter, Umin Enosho Loch Turadin. From man, you shall be cast out. Also, atzmo ki'ilu medatet u'mefachev. The Rebbe says that Daniel made believe as though he's trembling and he's frightened, because it said, you know, that Daniel Eshtomim Kesha Chod, I was bewildered, I was confused. I imagine what the Medrash is saying is that inside, in his heart, Daniel is full of glee. This Rosh is finally going to get his comeuppance. But also Asmo, he made himself as though he's meratet umfachet, he's trembling and he's frightened. Shenema, as it says, Eidayin Daniel, then Daniel Dishmei Belshazzar, whose name is Belshazzar, Eshtomeim Kisha'ochodha, I was bewildered and confused for a while. Amalesi told him, the Medrash is learning that Nebuchadnezzar said to him, Lomatam afachet, why are you afraid? Amalei roeh ani et hachalom, I see the dream, but I can't say it. He's afraid of saying the dream. I mean, remember, he has to tell Nebuchadnezzar that Nebuchadnezzar is going to turn into a beast. Amalei, Marei chelma lesonach upishrei laorach. My master, the dream for your enemies and its interpretation against those who hate you. Watch. Mi shedoresh hamikra hazeh, Osel Daniel Matiach Dvorim Klape Mala Shaoma Lunavuchadnezzar Mari Chelmo Lesonach. Somebody who studies this pasuk turns Daniel into a person who is Matiach Dvorim Klape Mala, who is speaking against heaven. Shaoma Lunavuchadnezzar, because he said to Nebuchadnezzar, do you hear what Daniel is saying to Nebuchadnezzar? My master, you know who this dream should come upon? Upon your enemies. Who is Nebuchadnezzar's greatest enemy? Says the Medrash, Ein sono ba'olam yotem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who hates Nebuchadnezzar more than anybody else in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehecheriv et beito. Because Nebuchadnezzar destroyed his house. The Hegloid Bonavid, he sent his sons into exile. Vaod, Gam Yisrael Hayu Sonav. Israel were also his enemies. So if Daniel is saying, Akapura and all of your enemies, Nebuchadnezzar, do you know who he's saying the dream should go on to? It should go on to God or on to the Jewish people. Gam Yisrael Hayu Sonav, Vahayu Mekalalotan. And therefore it would mean that Daniel is cursing the Jews. A curse on your enemies. That's what he's saying. Ella, Natan Daniel Libo Kenegad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, the Medrash is telling us how to read that pasuk. And when I read the pasuk, I was already incorporating the pshat of the Medrash. The Medrash says that in the middle of that pasuk, Daniel is turning heavenward. When he talks about the king, he's not talking about Kingi Nebuchadnezzar, he's talking about King of the World. Natan Daniel Libo Kenegad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'amar, and he said, Morei Shebeshamayim, my master in heaven, Haveyat HaChalom L'Sonam Zeh, bring this dream on your enemy. Malka over there, you see the word Malka in the pasuk could mean Nebuchadnezzar, that Daniel says, Nebuchadnezzar, this terrible dream should come upon your enemies. And the Medrash says that can't be, because if so, Daniel would be saying something so horrible. Who are the two worst enemies of Nebuchadnezzar in this world? God and the Jewish people. So you know what? Nah, what he's really doing over there, it means that he's really, you know what, it may very well mean, you know what it means? I'll tell you what it means. Nebuchadnezzar thinks he's talking to him. And Daniel knows that he's talking to him with a capital H. Daniel is really saying, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, King of the Universe, bring this upon your enemy. But he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar. He says, Kingy Wingy, let this come upon your enemy. So he leaves him with the impression that he's a good subject, but the fact is that he means otherwise. Amar Nebuchadnezzar lo Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar said to Daniel, Ra'iti b'chalomi, I saw in my dream, Varu ilon b'go'ara, behold, there is a tree in the earth, u'mazon l'chulabei, and there is food for all. Ze melech gozer gezerah. This is like a king who makes a decree, Soger Hayam Hakol Meitim, if he closes up the waters of the sea, all die. Poteach Hayam, he opens it, Hakol Chayim, all live. Lakach Umozon Lakola Bay, you know, what it's really referring to is in a sense the idea that there's a Rabbi Shalom who provides for a whole world. When he told him the dream, Amalei, Ma Esa, what should I do? Heich at molichani, how do you advise me? Amalo, so he told him, that was this is the pasuk we're up to. Lahein malka milki yishparolach, therefore, king, my advice to you is, v'chatoch v'tzedokah v'rok, you should redeem your sins with tzedokah. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani masarti et ha-tzedokah la-Avram, I gave tzedokah to Avram, shenema, ki yedatev l'man asher yitzavu, you know the famous pasuk there in Vayera, ki yedatev l'man asher yitzavu, es bono, es beso, achrav, that he's going to do tzedakah u'mishpat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, va'ato omer l'rosho v'chatoecho v'tzedakah perog, according to the Medrash, God himself appears to Daniel and he says, this is the advice that you give to this Roshin Nebuchadnezzar, that he should redeem his sins through charity. Stucka belongs to Avram, it doesn't belong to this Roshin. Ba'ata omer l'rosho v'chatoecho v'tzedakah perog. Elo omer l'Nebuchadnezzar. You know what Daniel really said to Nebuchadnezzar? He said the following, Asei tzedakah upetach or tzorcha. Do charity, open up your treasury, Sheroal Yisrael, Sheyotzu Arumim Yerushalayim, because Daniel was looking at the Jewish people who left Yerushalayim naked. V'lo hoya v'yodam shava peruta, they had nothing. L'kach omalo sheyaseh tzedakah, therefore he told him to do charity. It's not because he has Nebuchadnezzar's interests in mind. The reason why he tells them to do charity is because the Jewish people were in extreme and dire poverty, and they needed it. So therefore he tells them to do that. Pasach Otsrosov, and here we're going to see this in the next Yuxukim, he opened up his storehouses, V'hayom Farnes L'Yisro Yud Beis Chodesh, for 12 months. He sustained the Jewish people. U'Lektzat, and we're going to see that at the end of the 12 months, he's going to fall back into his evil ways again. He's going to close his storehouses, and he's going to become animal or beast like.
So why did the rabbi say he was punished for getting
this? Obviously, because there are two or more approaches. There are two or more approaches, and in a sense one can say, I remember, because there is the other approach that says, another medrash that says, that's why the next chapter is Daniel in the lion's den, because he should not have given this advice. So there are two approaches, and the Rambam takes this approach, yes. He doesn't see himself as an instrument. What did Daniel say in this dream, in this chapter? He said that you're going to be animal-like until you will realize and you will know that there's a ruler of a whole world and he chooses who will rule. He raises and he lowers. The whole point of the dream is, Nebuchadnezzar, you've lost sight of the fact that you are a cog in the machinery. You are an instrument in the hand of God. Oh, how many times Yeshayahu says, Hayonef Garzen Alayad Achotzevota, can you imagine the axe lifting itself up against the hand that moves it? The hand moves the axe, not the axe moves the hand. Isn't that the whole meaning of Kechomer B'yad HaYotze, that we say on Kol Nidrei night, that we are matter in the hands of God, but it's so this, but it's so that. That's over here. D'yitzba, what God wishes to do, that's what he does. And Nebuchadnezzar's lost sight of that. He's not the only one. Paro was crushed by Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because Paro had said, Li Ya'ori, the Nile is mine, Vani Asitini, and I made it. They saw themselves as powerful and mighty in their own right. But yes, listen, God refers to Nebuchadnezzar as Nebuchadnezzar Avdi, my servant. Koresh is going to be Koresh Avdi, because they're going to be used as instruments in the hands of God. Now the moment that the instrument sees himself as the Almighty, then he needs a lesson. We'll come back. Come back to this. I want to take you to number three. Number three is from the Das Mikra, dealing with the same question. Why does Daniel? What right does Daniel have to give advice to such advice to Avasha? I mean, by the way, I don't want to get too involved in describing situations where this is taking place in contemporary life, people who are giving advice to the Shoyim, but there's a Rambam. I mean, there's a Rambam over here. It's not only a matter of Al-Tidnu Lehem Rovim, don't give them, or even sell them implements of war. You can't give them advice that is going to assist them. I mean, there are terrible things being done. Terrible things being done. And one doesn't need a Rambam in order to know that these things are terrible, but unfortunately that's man. Man can rationalize the ugliest of things. That's what man can do. Now, number three. Aleph. Afal pi she'Daniel nidrash lefi ha'medrashim lahasi eitzo l'Nebuchadnezzar. Even though Daniel, according to the Midrashim, Daniel was supposed to give advice to Nebuchadnezzar, we'll see. Tom hu ha'chachomim, our wise men, wondered, ha'ketzad hated Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar of Russia. How did Daniel do such good for Nebuchadnezzar? The kach shalu. The Medrash asked it in one way. V'chitala al datcho she'Daniel atzadik hayom asi eitzah kazu l'Nebuchadnezzar sono shalmakom. This is a quote from the Tanchuma, another Medrash, not the one that we have here. How can it occur to you that Daniel the tzadik should give an eitzah like this to Nebuchadnezzar, who was the one who hated by God? V'heishivu, and they answered, and this answer we saw in our Medrash. L'fisher Rosh Yisrael shlafei gola. He saw Israel shlafei, those who had come out into the gola, pleite gola, the refugees of the gola, mitultolim devuyim berab, who were being tossed and turned and dying from hunger. Lefichach hisio eitzah kazu. That's why he gave him this eitzah, berachmanuto aleim, because of his mercy upon his people. What compelled him was not the good advice to Nebuchadnezzar. It's the good advice that is going to benefit the Jewish people. Ach, lamrot kavanato atova amru chachomim, she'Daniel nenash begin eitzah tova zu, she'hurad la'acham ikein migdulato v'nitnase b'maase gov haroyot. The chachomim in different places, one we have the Rambam over here, but it all comes from the Midrashim, that ultimately Daniel is the one who loses his position of prominence and importance because he gave this good advice. Where is he referred to as the one who was? Maybe that's it. All of a sudden it occurred to me. When Mordechai is going through the streets of Shushan Habira in sackcloth, and word reaches Esther what her uncle, or for that matter husband maybe, is doing in the streets of Shushan. So she sends a set of clothing. Through whom does she send the set of clothing? A fellow called Hatach. Hey, Tav, Chav. So the Gemara says, in one opinion, Hatach, Zedoniel. That was Daniel. Why was he called Hatach? Shechotchuhu. They cut him down, migdulato, from his greatness. It just now occurred to me, do you know why he was called Hatach? Shechotchuhu, because they cut him down from his greatness? Because it all happened as a result of the dream, in which dream he saw the tree. Godu Ilona, cut down the tree. So, because he gave him this good advice at the end of this dream, they referred to him as Hatoch Shechotchuhu. They cut him down Migdulato. And then, of course, that he was the lion's den, which is the next parent. Bet. Reish Samach Gimel stands for Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon mitlabeit b'sheila is concerned about the question im ha'etcha shehisi Daniel ha'chanetzo nichlo lo b'chazon ha'nevui shenivlo l'Daniel o shomidato ya'otz lo kach al smach yudiyato. This is an important question, and we only related to it before, in passing. Does Daniel give him the advice because there's something in the dream that tells him to give the advice, or does he give the advice on his own? Now, of course, it's going to make a difference in terms of how we look at Daniel. If he just does it on his own, so then it could or could not be open to question of whether it was a good idea or a bad idea. So there are those who can say, if it's his own advice, then there are those who can say it was a terrible thing to give a son of Yisrael that sort of good advice. Or they will come to his defense and say that he did it because of his mercy, pity, and compassion upon the Jewish people. But what happens if there's something in the dream that compels him to give the advice? There's something in the dream that tells him to give the advice. Then the whole story changes absolutely, completely. So the Rav Sadia Gaon is the one who's concerned, is there anything included in the dream that would have compelled Daniel to give that advice, or does he do it midato yatz lokach al smach yediato shetzakat hadal ha'ashuk mechisha et haperonot shenema v'hoya ki yitzak elai v'shamati ki chanun ana ani. Was it his own advice, or was it because the cry of the downtrodden? So he brings what he's going to say here is the following: that the fact is that Nebuchadnezzar for the next 12 months is going to sustain the Jewish people, and the gzeira, the decree upon him, is therefore also going to be delayed for 12 months, which seems to indicate, of course. The way I see it is it indicates that min hashamayim, they are consenting to Daniel's advice. If Daniel's advice would have been wrong or bad, God could simply have brought the terrible change that is to take place in the heaven, could have brought it immediately. The fact that he's given more time means that Daniel's advice is good advice. Gimel. Rav Tanchum HaYerushalmi, Roa Batzad Daniel, one of the Mephorshim on Daniel is Rav Tanchum HaYerushalmi, sees in Daniel's advice to Nebuchadnezzar Maisa Chesed, he looks at it in a positive light, it's an act of kindness. V'hu Bashvehu LiYosef Bishato, and he compares it to Yosef. V'zedome L'pulat Yosef Batzato L'paro V'omro Yede Paro. Yosef also gives advice. And he says that, the Tanchum HaYerushalmi says that both Yosef and Daniel were not called merely to interpret a dream. They were called to interpret and advise as a result. Lefi shelo huzmanu Yosef and Daniel lakach el lepitron hachalom buvan v'lo hoyozeh el orachmonu mehem. Another. The fact is that they're asked to interpret. But when they see an act of compassion that can be done as a result, it means the following. In fact, Rav Tanchum HaYerushalmi is saying the following: the person who's called to interpret a dream has to interpret the dream. Nobody asks you for anything else. By the way, there is something else similar. You know where else we have that? When Moshe sends the Meraglim to bring a report, if they would have just given the report, it would have been okay. But after they finish the report, they become Eitzes Zuggers, and they say, "Efes ki hazon, we can't do it. We can't do it." Nobody asks you whether we can or we can't do it. In other words, the Dereg Hamedini is supposed to, which one now? Oh, the Derek HaTzva'i is supposed to tell the Derek Hamedini what the situation is. What to do, the instructions will come from the Derek Hamedini. We're going to tell you. And as the commander in chief now says, we will follow whatever the political entity in the country says. One final thing. two things. Dalid is the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says the punishment that's going to come upon Nebuchadnezzar is because of his absolute conceit and sickening haughtiness. And therefore, the advice to go down there and take care of the lowly is really what is required. In other words, Daniel is giving the advice that, because this, in other words, it's not advice to save Nebuchadnezzar, but if he's being told in the dream that your haughtiness, your mightiness is causing destruction, so the Rebbein Shem wants that there should be a refuah. He wants to see Nebuchadnezzar humbled. What is it, in what way can he show that he is humbled? By virtue of the fact that he becomes concerned about the lowly and the downtrodden. The Malbim, and that's the final one, the Malbim says, in the dream, Daniel saw the advice. He didn't make it up. A number of times it says about the tree, Umimenu, from the tree, Yitzun kol alma, the whole world is sustained from the tree. It has great fruit, and the whole world is sustained from it. What did that part of the dream mean, that the whole world is sustained from it? Do you know what the dream is saying? You, mighty tree with all of the great fruits, your responsibility is to sustain the whole world. So that according to the Malbim, Daniel sees it, in fact, in the dream. All right? Let's just learn another few psukim. Can we? Yeah, let's go. Yeah, we can do it. No, we can't. Not a chance. But just two more psukim. Likchat Yarchin Treyasar. Chapter 4, Pasuk 26. Likzot Yarchin Treyasar, at the end of 12 months, Al Heichol Malchuto Di Babel Mahalach Hava. This is beautiful. This is still Nebuchadnezzar writing it. At the end of 12 months, Al Heichol, upon the castle of my kingdom in Babel Mahalach Hava, I was walking on a Malk of Amah. The king sort of saying to himself, Halodohi Babel Rabita. And he's looking down from his palace upon the great city, the great megalopolis of Babel. And he says, this is greater Babel. Diano benaite lebeit malchu. That I build as a house of my kingdom. Bitkof chisni viliyakor hadri. Bitkof chisni, with the might of my strength. Viliyakor hadri, and for my honor and glory. Oh, do you see what's happened to him at the end of 12 months as he's walking out there, and there he is on looking out from the turrets of his palace, and he looks down upon the masses of people below him, and he thinks to himself, look what I built. Od milta before Malka. The words were still in the mouth of the king. He hadn't finished the sentence yet. Kol min shemaya nafal, a voice fell down from heaven. Loch omrin Nebuchadnezzar malka, to you it is being said, Nebuchadnezzar king, malchusa adot minach, the kingdom is gone from you. The words were still in his mouth. He choked on his words. Umin enosha loch tordin, and from mankind you shall be rejected, removed. You're going to live with the beasts of the field. Izba ketolin loch yitamun, grass like the oxen you will eat, the shivo yidonin yachlufun aloch, and 7 years shall pass over you, ardi tinda, until you will know, di shalit ilo'o b'malchut anosha, that the Almighty rules, shalit ilo'o, the Almighty rules, b'malchut anosha, the kingdom of men, uleman di yitzbe yitinine, and the one whom he wants, and now we have that word already for the third or the fourth time, the one whom he wants, he gives it to him. Beishata, at that moment, milta safat al Nebuchadnezzar, the matter or the word safat came to pass upon Nebuchadnezzar, umenenosho tirid, and from amongst mankind he was torn away, v'izba ketorin yecho, and he ate grass like the oxen, umital shmaya, gishmei yitztaba, and from the dew of the heavens his body was washed, adisare kenishrin riba, his hair became like an eagle, v'tivrohi kitziprin, and the nails, his nails became like the nails of a, birds? Huh? Talons? Claws? There is a machloket, by the way, between the mefarshim, whether he in fact turns physically into an animal or not. Most of the mefarshim really hold that he remains Nebuchadnezzar, except intellectually, inside his head, he becomes like an animal. And we're not talking about Tazim, we're talking about animal. You know, the next two psukim, they're too beautiful, we'll leave it for next week in Yetzer Hashem. Let me remind you that there's 1 week, usually we don't have school, and that's the week of Hanukkah, which is the week after next.